Thank you so much for joining us on WDKOK Sunrise. Mr. Rob Center, fabulous job as always. He's already made sure that our Peterson Toscano interview is posted on the WDKOK podcast page, and he's going to do that with this, our next interview very shortly. Movie Mike McGranahan back in our studio, professional movie critic. His website is aisleseat.com. Do as I do. You know, there's literally trillions of movies out there for you to watch these days, but go to aisleseat.com and check the film out before you watch it, and he'll give you some great information. Find out if it was just the greatest film of all time or a dud. How many duds have you seen in your life, unfortunately?
Too many to count.
Yeah, really. That's too bad. His appearance is always sponsored by the Campus Theater, Lewis Burke. All right. Well, there is a new Spider-Man movie out. I tried to watch the trailer. I just could not follow what was going on. So we'll see if that translates into your review of Spider-Man No Way Home.
Spider-Man No Way Home finds Tom Holland returning as Peter Parker. The villain known as Mysterio has exposed his identity to the world. To protect himself, he asks Doctor Strange to cast a spell that will make everyone forget this inconvenient fact. Something goes wrong, and the spell ends up opening the multiverse, which allows villains from other dimensions to enter Peter's. Or, in other words, you get to see actors from the older Spider-Man movies reprise their roles in this one. No Way Home is a little bit of an uneven experience. The action scenes are terrific. There are several great character moments between Peter, his friends, and his Aunt May, played by Marissa Tomei. And, of course, some of the callbacks to the earlier Spidey flicks are fun. But the film also has a problem that's become way too common in the MCU lately. Namely, it panders to Marvel obsessives. So much time is spent throwing in references and cameos designed to work the hardcore fans into a tizzy that it slows down the momentum of the plot and also leads to a bloated 2.5-hour running time. Spider-Man No Way Home is a sufficiently entertaining superhero movie, but I wish it had eased off the nonstop fan service a little bit. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 3 Green Goblins.
Well, I always ask you whenever there's another sequence in something, did we need another Spider-Man film?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we did here because the last one ended with that cliffhanger where Mysterio frames Spider-Man and reveals Peter Parker's identity. So I certainly wanted to see what was going to happen. So, yeah, I think we did need this one. My guess is they're probably going to stop with the Spider-Man movies here. You know, this one kind of feels like it's bringing things to a close a little bit. But, yeah, I think we needed it.
Okay, and your rating again on this one?
3 Green Goblins.
Okay, so 3 out of 4, that's not bad. So this is worth watching.
It's good. I liked it. I enjoyed it. Like I said, the only thing is that it spends so much time throwing in those moments designed to make the audience clap and cheer. You know, and that's fun for people who live and breathe Marvel 24 hours a day. I love Marvel. I can't do that kind of thing. But so much time is spent on that that it does kind of impact the story's pace and the tone. So I liked it, not quite as much as the first two Spider-Man movies in this set, but I definitely did like it.
And where am I going to see Spider-Man No Way Home?
In theaters only.
Just theaters. Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll keep an eye on that. Now, you have 4 other films that are worth mentioning today.
Yeah.
In the order you presented them. Nightmare Alley. Tell us about that.
Nightmare Alley opens nationwide today against Spider-Man, so this one's not going to get a lot of attention. But it's the new film from Guillermo del Toro, who won an Oscar for his previous film, The Shape of Water. I think this one is even better. Bradley Cooper plays a guy who gets a job at this seedy rundown carnival, learns to become a mentalist, and then later on goes on this tour where he does this act, and he ends up meeting this shady psychiatrist played by Cate Blanchett who helps him con this wealthy businessman, but there's a lot of danger going on and something fishy's happening that I don't want to reveal. But this is one of those movies Guillermo del Toro creates this entire world that you get lost in. And every performance in this movie is spot on. You don't know what's going to happen from one scene to the next. Builds to this shocking finale that will really have you stunned. So A Nightmare Alley, I think, is one of the year's best films. 4 stars.
Oh, 4 stars. Wow, super. And theaters only.
And theaters only. Yeah, and again, it's opening against Spider-Man, so it's going to get buried under that, but I hope people will check it out if you're not into the web slinger.
Okay, well, Nightmare Alley. And who's the main actor?
Bradley Cooper's in this one. So, Willem Dafoe's in it, Mara Rooney, Cate Blanchett, Tony Collette. I mean, great cast on this.
Well, and you don't always see Bradley Cooper in a 4-star film, so you might not be expecting it to be as good as it is.
He's on a roll lately because, you know, he had A Star Is Born a couple years ago. He's also briefly in the movie Licorice Pizza, which has not opened nationwide yet, but is another 4-star film. And he may get an Oscar nomination for his work in that one. He's
wow.
Really good.
Super. Okay. The King's Man.
Yes, this one opens on Tuesday of next week in time for Christmas, and this is the third film in the Kingsman series. Unfortunately, it's also by far the worst. The first Kingsman movie was a lot of fun, a lot of action. Second one was a little too much, but still fun. This one has very little action. The trailers make it look like it's far more action-packed than it is. It's got Ralph Fiennes, and it's kind of a history of how the Kingsman organization came about. But I found this one very boring, not at all in the same tone as the first two movies. So as somebody who liked those two originals, this was a real disappointment. So 1.5 stars for The Kingsman. If you're a fan of this franchise, you're probably going to be disappointed by this one.
And where do I see that one?
That'll be opening in theaters.
Okay, so we're stuck in the theaters again mm-hmm. this weekend. Well, I guess it's Christmas. A lot of folks go at that time. Sing 2.
Mm-hmm. Also opening in theaters on Tuesday, a sequel to the popular animated movie from a few years ago. And I think this one is even better. In this one, the characters go and they try to launch this very epic stage show that they think will bring them a lot of fame and popularity. And this is a real feel-good movie. I felt like I was on a cloud when it was over. It's just so funny, and the music is so great, and the characters are so charming. So the Sing series, the first one was good. This one is way better. And Halsey steals the show. The pop singer Halsey plays a character in this movie who's a terrible actress but a great singer. And she walks away with this thing. So 3.5 stars for Sing 2. If you like the original, you'll love this one.
All right, and this is animated?
This is an animated
okay.
movie, yes.
All right, I saw the trailer. I'm kind of blending my trailers. When you send me 5 films, they
yeah.
blend
well, it's
after
the Christmas crush. You know, all these big movies are coming out in time for Christmas.
Okay, but Sing 2, 3.5 in that range?
Yes, 3.5 okay. stars. Love this one.
And that's at the theaters. All right, one more. American Underdog.
Mm-hmm. This one also opening in theaters on Christmas Day. And this is kind of like half a faith-based film and half a sports drama. It's based on the story of Kurt Warner, who, as I learned, was the quarterback for the Rams. I don't know anything about football, so I didn't know who this guy was. But he's apparently well-known to football fans. He's played by Zachary Levi. And the movie is about his story, about how he overcame various struggles to fulfill his dream of playing in the NFL. Anna Paquin co-stars as his wife. They're terrific together. There's just a little bit of a faith-based element to it. It's not one of those beat-you-over-the-head kind of movies like God's Not Dead. It's from the people who made I Can Only Imagine, which was a big hit a couple years ago.
All right.
And this is a really good sports drama. So even if you don't like sports, this is kind of a nice story about family and about a guy overcoming obstacles. So 3 stars for American Underdog.
Well, yeah, he was completely out of sports for a time, stocking shelves,
worked
I think.
Worked in a grocery store, yeah.
Okay, and then decided to keep on trying. And then, of course, some other folks decided that they wanted him to keep on trying. Okay, some entertainment news briefly here. We have a couple minutes. Critics' Choice Award nominations are out. Mm-hmm. You are a member. You are a critic, a part of that Critics' Choice Association. So tell
yes.
us about the nominations.
Yes, we announced our nominations this week. The big winners were Belfast, Kenneth Branagh's film, and West Side Story, both of which received 11 nominations, and they were followed closely by Dune and The Power of the Dog with 10 nominations each. So those 4 films were the ones that really dominated the Critics' Choice nominations this
year.
Did
the star of West Side Story get a nomination for Best Actor?
He did not, no.
Okay, isn't that funny? Yeah, that was the one thing that you thought really wasn't, you know, really quite up to perfection in that film.
Right, right. It got lots of other nominations, but he was not nominated.
There you go. Okay, see, there's your review borne out in nomination form. All right, Jeff Garlin fired from the Goldbergs? Okay.
Yeah, kind of a shocking story. Jeff Garlin, really funny comedian, was fired from his hit TV show, one of his hit TV shows, The Goldbergs, this week for inappropriate behavior. Apparently, he had a history of getting called on the carpet for saying inappropriate things, for behaving inappropriately on set, making inappropriate jokes that made other people uncomfortable. And apparently, it hit a boiling point and they fired him. So he only had apparently one day left to work this season, although the show may or may not be returning for another season. If it does, they'll have to write him out. But he was let go from the program.
Oh, okay. All right. I don't watch the Goldbergs, but, you know, lots of other, bazillion other people do. And I always ask you about the state of the box mm-hmm. office. And he said, you know, are we hanging in there? Are our big screens hanging in there?
Yeah, this weekend and actually the coming week and a half is going to be very big because you do have Spider-Man No Way Home opening today. They're looking at a potential $200 million opening weekend for that. We've also got The Matrix Resurrections coming up, Sing 2, the other films I mentioned. So it's going to be a very big holiday season at the box office, and this will definitely help the state of theaters.
All right, fabulous. Well, we'll look for that. Yeah, I've spoken to some people who always go to the movies on Christmas, and they say they're gone. So that's
very big time, yeah.
Masking and distancing, the whole thing, but they are definitely going to be there. What will we see? Oh, next week, I don't get to see you for 2 weeks now.
Yeah, we're off now until January.
The 5th or something like that. Well, enjoy your holidays. Happy holidays. I know you've got a great good family, so the best to you and yours, and enjoy the time.
Thank you. You as well.
Do appreciate that. Movie Mike McGranahan, follow him on Twitter, at Aisle Seat. His appearance always sponsored by the Campus Theater in Lewisburg. And do as I do before you check out the millions of movies out there in the theaters and on streaming and cable and everything else. Go to aisleseat.com.